USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Divers on Monday stepped up retrieval efforts for the black boxes of the Sriwijaya Air passenger plane that crashed into the sea off Jakarta, Indonesia over the weekend. The Boeing 737-500 was carrying 62 passengers and crew and crashed 4 minutes into the 90-minute flight. There were no survivors. More than 87,000 East Texas homes and 45,000 in Northwest Louisiana are experiencing power outages this morning in the wake of a winter storm. No official word when power will be restored. As lawmakers talk impeachment instead of support for hurting Americans with stimulus money, President Trump plans to award New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick the Medal of Freedom this week. Trump also plans to give Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, the award Monday. The same day, Democrats are expected to introduce articles of impeachment against him. On Tuesday, Trump will visit a section of the U.S. border wall in Alamo, marking 400 miles of border security on his watch. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let's get more information on the second attempt to impeach the president.
A second Republican senator has called for President Trump's resignation while House Democrats are preparing articles of impeachment. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey said Sunday that the country's best path forward would be for the president to step down, joining Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski in calling for his resignation. Toomey tells NBC's Meet the Press that while he doesn't think impeachment is the right way to go, he says it's time for both the country and the president to move on.
Well, I think the best way for our country is for the president to resign and go away as soon as possible. I acknowledge that may not be likely, but I think that would be best. It does not look as though there is the will or the consensus to exercise the 25th Amendment option. And I don't think there's time to do an impeachment. There's 10 days left before the president leaves anyway. I think the best thing would be a resignation.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
We can expect gasoline prices to inch their way up this week. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us as more and more Americans express confidence in the COVID-19 vaccine, they're back on the road, increasing demand.
Average gas prices across the U.S. have increased 7 cents per gallon over the last week, with the national average currently standing at $2.32 per gallon, a new COVID-19 high.
Despite being 27 cents lower than last year at this time, the average price is expected to increase later this week.
Average prices across the U.S. may increase several cents per gallon yet again this week as prices move to their highest level since last March.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Super Wild Card Weekend in the National Football League has some surprises. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The wild card round of the NFL playoffs wrapped up Sunday with the Baltimore Ravens taking out the Tennessee Titans 20-13. In the NFC, the second-seeded New Orleans Saints handled the Chicago Bears 21-9 to move on, and the Cleveland Browns won their first playoff game since 1994, knocking off the Pittsburgh Steelers 48-37. The divisional round is now set for next weekend. On Saturday, the top seed in the NFC, Green Bay Packers, will host the LA Rams, then the Baltimore Ravens will hit the road to take on the Buffalo Bills. On Sunday, the Cleveland Browns head to the AFC's top seed, the Kansas City Chiefs, and Tom Brady faces off with Drew Brees as the New Orleans Saints take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.